Grassroots Marketing continues now with my next guest, who is elevating her community in the New Jersey cannabis market with community wellness by providing premium cannabis goods and personalized educational resources. She is a suburban mom dedicated to destigmatizing cannabis and has recently held local yoga events for community members to learn about holistic well-being and incorporating cannabis into daily life. So we go ahead and take our microphones to Bloomfield, New Jersey, to the Blue Oak Dispensary, and we are going to talk to their CEO, Daniel Wallstein. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want to ask, first of all, when it comes to the New Jersey cannabis market, you know, it's funny where I can read so much about the New York market to your, you know, the Northwest, right? And there's so much going on, and it's so, feel like a convolution that's going on up there. But like New Jersey, just kind of just stabilized and quiet, and we're just kind of moving along. And I just feel like it's, you know, they always talk about everything between the bridges and tunnels. But it's like, you know what? On the other side of the bridges and tunnels, things are going pretty well in New Jersey and for a dispensary like yours. Talk to me about Blue Oak Dispensary.
Blue Oak was founded by a vision that I had that started many years ago. Cannabis has always played a role in my life in different aspects, depending on my age and what I needed it for. And what I found is that there was a gap. There was a gap between awareness and education, and then the education piece landing in the right target audiences. So for me as a woman, and then eventually as a mom, which I am now, I really felt like I needed to get out there and talk about cannabis and help normalize it in the everyday world with suburban parents or parents, women, moms, seniors. And so that was my vision for Blue Oak.
And it's also a passion from a professional and a personal standpoint. So just to go in the background of what you've given and what you've already shared for people that want to go and know about it. You know, first of all, initially, your mother was a victim of a car accident, severe spinal injury, a lot of years of crippling pain and depression, and never had access to legal medical cannabis to relieve symptoms. And it wasn't until after New Jersey legalized that, you know, maybe there could have been something that really would have benefited her, and that it overall would help at least to improve quality of life and improve quality of just, you know, the pain management in most cases that we've learned many times. And you're also coming into the space as a management consultant from the pharmaceutical industry, because you worked 15 years, you know, in various high profile individuals, we'll just say. So you understand in both areas, you know, what could have been done to help someone like your mom. And now you want to help, you know, other people's family members. You want to have in a community standpoint, you want to be that, as I said, suburban mom that wants to go and talk to others. Look, I know all about this and I want to help you and I want to help those that you love.
Correct. My upbringing was with a single mother who had various health conditions that worsened throughout her life. So I watched that as a young child through my school years into college and then into adulthood, where she struggled. She struggled with lung cancer and epilepsy and rheumatoid arthritis, and she was on a lot of pharmaceuticals, and they helped her to a certain extent, but her quality of life was deteriorating, and she was young. Unfortunately, my mother passed away at 66, a long battle with lung cancer. So it was really devastating to watch her body deteriorate, but her mental and emotional well-being deteriorate even worse than her physical body. So to learn about the power of the plant and what cannabis could have done for her. And she, unfortunately, as you mentioned, passed away before medical marijuana was legalized in New Jersey. It was very upsetting to learn that maybe it could have helped her quality of life. Maybe it wouldn't have cured her, but it could have extended her life. It could have given her a better quality of life to be with her children and her grandchildren. So I learned at an early age how important health and wellness is. And so I majored in psychology undergraduate, and then I went off to work for Accenture as a management consulting in pharmaceuticals, and it was an amazing job. I got to see all aspects of pharmaceuticals. I got to work with the scientists on clinical trials and then drug launches, and just see what, you know, what the pharmaceutical industry can do to help heal people. But I've always been very interested and focused on whole body wellness. What can we do kind of holistically and full spectrum to get our physical beings, our mental beings, our emotional beings as healthy as it can be. And it just comes back to cannabis. I tried cannabis in college, in high school, and you know, I had a decent experience. I honestly didn't know what I was doing with it, but it's all shifted now, the landscape. Cannabis is a medicine. And although it can help us socially and we can have fun with it, which I certainly do, it also is something that helps me with my ailments, my anxiety, and my need to focus and the role conflicts I have in my life as a mom. And so I've just embraced cannabis as a whole. I've studied it. I've learned about it. I've used it. And I really am just extremely passionate about bringing that education forward to anyone that will listen and really focusing on a lot of the groups that were maybe ignored or there was a gap during the medical cannabis market. And those are parents, especially moms and women, as well as seniors, because you don't have to be sick and have a prescription to use cannabis. You can use it in your everyday life, and you can adjust how you use it and when you use it and what products you use, whether it's you smoke, whether it's you eat it, you know, whether you apply it on your skin. And that's what's just, you know, really fascinating about this plant.
I want to do something real quick, Danielle, because it's a comparison between, and I'll bring this as a bit of background for myself. I mean, I got to work as a drug clerk at a pharmacy. So it was a national brand, Eckerd's, which was still available at the time, got bought by CVS, but also well before cannabis. And I also live in a market where we only have medical right now, but back when I was working in that pharmacy, we didn't have that. And we're just waiting to try to see adult use here in Florida because, you know, the focus and the emphasis of that amendment that's being pushed here to get adult use legalization here is for senior citizens, for, you know, for adults to help medically. It still comes down to that. And one of the things I can imagine that, you know, when you look in retrospect, for patients that would be like your mom that would visit your store now, you can imagine being able to go ahead and switch out something much more holistic, much more organic, that is not narcotic, that is not a, that even though cannabis was skilled, has now still been put as Schedule One, much like many other narcotics, but those can be dispensed at a pharmacy. And I've seen the effects of those that were, you know, for those that have been going, you know, that were addicted to painkillers and knowing how damaging they were to them and what had happened to their psyche, you know, also amplifying their own anxiety, depression, and their own issues because the pain management being dealt with those narcotics, you know, it's not something that can be easily controlled. And, you know, what damage can be done ultimately to the body after the fact. So it's the matter of when you look at what you got to go work with in terms of research, what you see is what can be done with pharmaceuticals and how it can also be a detriment to patients. Talk to me about how, you know, this holistic approach and how cannabis in your time working here, how much difference you've really seen.
Well, when I started thinking about working in the industry and applying for a license to be a retailer, it was my responsibility to learn about when you put something in your body, what does it do? How does it produce the effects that, you know, I'm reading about or people are telling me about? And I learned about the endocannabinoid system, and not to go into a deep dive of the human body, but it's fascinating that we have this system, this largest neurotransmitter that's in our body that everyone is born with, and it works similarly, but it has, you know, differences based on how you're built and your metabolism. And so you take cannabis and it has natural receptors within your endocannabinoid system that fits like a lock and key. So it is natural. It is a medicine, but it does work within your body's natural system, which is fascinating. So if you are, you know, have a deficit with GABA or serotonin or dopamine, and you're taking medicine for anxiety or depression, and you use cannabis, you use the right cannabis product and the right dosing and the right ratio, your body can naturally produce and fill those deficits of those chemicals that your body needs to feel a certain way. And that to me was kind of astonishing. And so
I was a professional opinion, Danielle, forgive me to cut you off. If you had to go ahead and, make it a percentage of how many people that are right now on some kind of painkillers or any kind of pain treatment now that is just, you know, your conventional pharmaceutical drugs, if they were given the option, if they had the complete option, they had the medical marijuana card, and they could opt to go with cannabis, what would be more beneficial to them, you know, of what you've seen of how much has been given to dispense to other patients of pharmaceuticals. You know, what's the percentage you think that could easily transition out of those pharmaceuticals and cannabis could do the exact same effect in terms of pain management and treatment that the pharmaceuticals do without those extra side effects? How much of a percentage do you think could really transition over?
I would say a large percentage. I don't want to say every single
person. Right, it was a majority.
But a large majority. And it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? I think everybody needs to understand what, you know, what's needed for them, right? And have the guidance of their healthcare team, their medical professional team, including a pharmacist, not just a doctor, and talk about what it is that they are looking to, you know, to do with their own body and within their own life. And what do they want to improve? How are they feeling? So pharmaceuticals definitely has a place, but cannabis also has a place. And I think that we've seen the traction that we've made in the medical market and now in the adult use market, that there are a lot of people that come into Blue Oak and talk to us about how they are no longer needing pharmaceuticals for their anxiety or their depression or to sleep or for pain. They've made the switch either completely or they're using it in tandem, right? And that's, again, a conversation that you have with your medical team, your healthcare team. But finding a licensed dispensary with knowledgeable staff, all of my staff have come from the medical cannabis market, and they are empowered to have those conversations. They are knowledgeable. I would say that they're even expert because a lot of my staff are users as well, and they have medical card. And so they want to be able to give, you know, accurate, reliable information to customers so that they can go back and make informed decisions, have those conversations with who they need to within their healthcare team. And so I've loved hearing that cannabis has helped so many and helped somebody just simplify their health and wellness.
Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
So it's important, again, intervention, having, you know, proper treatment from medical professionals that you're going to dispense cannabis. That's extremely important for patients they're going to have. But one of the issues that I've been reading about now in New Jersey is they're saying it's a normal thing for a new adult use market or a recreational market to see a decrease in medical marijuana patients. And they're trying to kind of make the same case here. I'm taking a story from May from New Jersey Monitor that talked about that there has been a decrease in the amount of people that have medical marijuana cards. There's still about 80 some thousand medical patients still in the program. And it's been around since 2010, but you know, at one point there was as many as 130,000 people approximate that were holding on the cards, but it's also changed that, you know, now we have also an issue where there's been enough issues in terms of, I guess, the fees that are being offered now, that services now for out-of-pocket payments can be $150 to $200 a visit, of course, with no insurance availability for that. Things like that, it is in I know other states have the same issue. There are 1,500 doctors roughly now registered with the state program and others on the list that are not able to take new patients. So when you look at the medical program there, for those that you want to make sure they'd have that proper professional guidance, there's been some obstacles put in the way. What do you say about that?
Definitely challenges. And I wish I was able to get a medical cannabis license, but they've been grandfathered in 2019. And, you know, the cannabis products are for medical and adult use, the ones that I have in at Blue Oak. Now, I'm an adult use only. So yes, with that comes differences than having a medical cannabis license, meaning customers that come in with a medical card have the same limits, the daily purchase limits of an ounce as somebody that doesn't have a medical marijuana card. And there are people that have medical health conditions where they need more than an ounce, right, to help them, whether it's cancer, whether it's pain, whether it's controlling seizures. But also the cost. It's a great point. The cost is high. And if even if you don't have a medical card, I have people come in and say to me, I need to take cannabis to sleep. I don't want to use melatonin. I don't want to use something like Ambien. I really like the way cannabis just helps me fall asleep. I wake up, I feel refreshed. They take it every night, and that's expensive. And so they have to pay sales tax. In a medical dispensary, you don't have to pay sales tax. So that's not lost on me. And so when I think about the promotions that I have at Blue Oak, within reason, obviously, because my cost is expensive to operate, right? The cannabis that I have to purchase from suppliers is high. And so I know my margins are limited, but we at Blue Oak, we give 10% off to all medical card holders, whether it's expired or not. And that's a stackable discount. And if truly, if somebody comes in and it's on a case-by-case basis, we have a private consult room. I have my cell phone and my personal email out there for any customer to reach out to me. I will work with them one-on-one, and I will do what I can to make it more affordable, because I don't want a customer or a patient, even though they're called customers now, because in the adult use market, that's what the term is. I don't want them to lose out on what they need to get healthy or to feel good because of cost, right? And so I will do whatever I can to alleviate some of that financial burden. But yes, it is definitely a challenge, and it is drinking.
The team is addressing that challenge. The thing is that because, if everyone puts that together, if there's more recreational or adult use sales, that means more people are going to be more prone to going to Blue Oak, than maybe most of your medical cannabis dispensaries, not because of the benefits of going to those, but that's the obstacles we just referenced. But what you're doing over there is you are contributing, as you say, to elevating community wellness there in Bloomfield, in your community. You're offering educational resources. You're offering holistic well-being and, offering events there to help bring people to a level of health and understanding that, it's like you're what you can do from your capacity and your team to create that intervention that they're not able to go and get because of the obstacles of the medical part.
Correct. At Blue Oak, we lead with education. And I say that. And that comes from just my upbringing of being a young child and having so many questions to my mom, for my mom's doctors, right? I wanted to understand what things meant. I didn't want the jargon. I wanted to understand, what more we can be doing. And when she was taking a medicine, what we could expect of that. And so I parlayed that into my professional life in the pharmaceutical industry. I created and led a lot of training programs for end users and for patients. And at Blue Oak, it's really about when you come in, it starts with the feeling, right? It's a warm, welcoming, not intimidating environment, right? When you walk into a dispensary, some dispensaries are, and especially if you're a woman or a mom, you might not feel comfortable walking in. But when you walk in, you have that feeling, you're met with knowledgeable staff that want to talk to you about your needs, not what they like, right? Talk to you about educational resources that we have. Handouts, pamphlets in our dispensary. We have QR codes that you can, check out different products and brands. We have an education section on our website. We do a lot of outreach programs within the community. And I've also done kind of a train-the-trainer with licensed social workers for cannabis within mental health, so that social workers with their clients can talk about cannabis as an option if they are interested in that, right? And really give them the tools to go back to their psychiatrist or others on their healthcare team to talk about, does cannabis make sense to try, right? So for me, I do love the adult use market. And I do love that because anybody 21 and older can buy cannabis for whatever reason they want to buy it for. It is a medicine. You are not defined by a prescription as you are in a medical market. You are not defined by an illness, right? So when people walk in, it's into Blue Oak and other adult use dispensaries, there's that conversation, that collaboration that customer needs to have with a sales specialist to understand what is it that they are looking for and what is it that they want to feel so that they can decide what's best for them. And oftentimes customers come in thinking they want a product, but they leave with something else because they needed something different, right? And that's a great conversation because you can have cannabis, as I mentioned earlier. You can use it in different ways. You can use the different categories, right? You can treat your anxiety, you can treat your pain, but you can also have fun with it, right? And, let yourself go a little bit when you're out with your friends at night, if you've had a long week and you want to, welcome the weekend. So I do love that it is an adult use market. Yes, as we mentioned, the challenges, but Really trying to, be, specific enough to each customer's needs. And I won't let the definition of a market stop a customer from getting what they need. I will have that one-on-one conversation and really get them to improve their health and wellness with cannabis.
So the city, the township of Bloomfield, New Jersey, looking at it, it just feels like it's like an all-American town, very diverse. It's not the biggest city in there is like 50,000 plus, but it's nestled, nicely just to the northwest of Newark, about a little 12 minute drive away. Sounds like it's just a nice, very nice, just quiet, very low crime, very nice place to live. A lot of people say it's a great place to live. So, the fact of, I don't know what it was about Bloomfield that was such a great location. If you lived there and you wanted to get built within the community, what can you tell me about Bloomfield in terms of how the community has embraced Blue Oak?
The community of Blue Oak and the community of Bloomfield and the surrounding towns have been extremely supportive and welcoming of cannabis. So we had a medical dispensary that actually two of them, two of the originals, one was in Montclair and one that has since left and moved up north, but was a huge presence in the medical market. And then we also have a former medical dispensary that converted to adult use in Bloomfield. So there was already evidence that cannabis was useful and needed kind of breaking some of those barriers and reducing the stigma of cannabis a decade ago. But coming into where I am at Blue Oak, it's a more suburban area. It's more residential, but it's heavily trafficked by cars. It's right off the Garden State Parkway. It's easy to get to. We have a lot of industry around us. We have restaurants and shopping. We also have a lot of residents that live, a block away or on the same block. And, there was a question when I applied to open a dispensary, an adult use dispensary in Bloomfield, what was that going to look like, right? What was the feeling going to be? How was I going to ensure that children don't come into my establishment? And how was I going to elevate cannabis and how I was selling it and educating? And so I just went out and I talked to people. I talked to people in the community. And it starts with a conversation. And that's really where I think some people take it for granted, right? And they just think that it will just be known, right? Because it's legal. Well, no, there's a conversation, there's a collaboration, and there's trust that needs to be built. So from the beginning, I was the face, as I still am, of Blue Oak, although my staff are the ones that are really driving my vision home. But I'm out there. Reach out to me. I give my cell phone out. I give my personal email out, and I want to talk to people about their concerns. I love hearing the positive experiences that people have at Blue Oak, but I also want to know if they have questions or if they have concerns or how we can do better, how we can be a better community partner, how can we better serve the communities. And I also have connected with the Bloomfield Police Department, the Bloomfield Fire Department, because I want them to know that we are here to do things right, compliantly. But we also want to, hear within the town of Bloomfield, how we're doing and how we can be better.
So go to the website itself. Website is blueoaknj.com, blueoaknj.com. And look at some of the great brands you have over there. And actually, we've had them quite a few featured on Grassroots Marketing, Groon and Verano and Wana Brands and all wonderful. A lot of great companies and a plethora of brands you have in terms of all the areas of pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, flower, and all. Tell me about just the relationship you're going to have. Obviously, a lot of locally harvested you put into your stores.
Yeah, so I'm a boutique micro, which just means small, women-owned. And it was really important for me that, I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I'm choosing to have a cannabis store in New Jersey. And so I want to represent New Jersey. I want to represent brands that are within New Jersey. Love the multi-state brands that have come in from other states. Camino is one of our latest and greatest edibles from California, which I love and I've been enjoying for a very long time. But I also do love born and bred New Jersey brands, whether it's flower, whether it's vapes, whether it's edibles, whether it's tinctures or topicals. And I also love the women-owned brands. You mentioned Groon, women-owned. Garden Greens, woman-owned. And Wana, woman-owned. And so for me, I want to have a diverse menu that can be curated for each customer, right? Again, having that conversation with a sales specialist. But I think it's really important that we have that variety. And it's really important to bring in smaller brands. And we keep adding new brands on often, if not weekly, almost weekly basis. So it's important, even for our customers that came in when we opened in February, our menu looks very different than it does now in August, because as new manufacturers and cultivators are coming online, I'm reaching out, introducing myself, talking about how we can partner, because it is a partnership. It isn't just me selling their products, right? It's partnering on the marketing piece, on the education piece. We have pop-ups in our store. The brands come and we encourage customers to come and talk to the brand reps, learn more about them, because there are expansions of brands as well. So just for Grin, for instance, we have their pearls, but they have other brands in other states that will be, or other products in other states that will be coming in and will be expanding. And so it's exciting to see a footprint of a brand and see the expansion from there. Same with, you know, some of our vape brands, they're going to be coming out with flower. And so we always tell our customers to sign up for our loyalty program, because you get access to secret special deals just for our loyalty members. We have new promos every week and new marketing ideas that we push out to our customers. You can also find it on our website if you're not a loyalty member. But it's really important to just understand that the landscape has shifted. Even, you know, since I used to go into Massachusetts to buy cannabis before it was legal, adult use in New Jersey. And it looks very different, that the markets between, you know, the states. And even within New Jersey, I was one of the first license holders, and it looks very different than when I got my license to what it is now. And even, you know, I tell my father-in-law, who is a senior, is experienced in life and, you know, about cannabis, it's very different than what he experienced when he was growing up in college. And cannabis is not the same. It's different. And so to learn about that, learn about the strains, learn about the potency, learn about the terpenes and the flavonoids, all the things that we didn't know about decades ago, right? We just learned how to roll a joint, how to smoke a joint, and how to use a bong. And that's all shifted now. It's not marijuana, it's cannabis, and it's the full spectrum. And it's not just THC, right? It's the other cannabinoids, either by themselves or in connection with THC, that actually give you that that amazing health and wellness factor that you're looking for.
Fantastic. So one more time, I'm just going to give folks the idea. You can go ahead and locate Blue Oak Dispensary, 1025 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey. Again, just northwest of Newark, and you can get right off of the I-80. There's a lot of different ways you're going to get over there, but make sure, if you are in the neighborhood, go ahead and go to visit them, or go to the website, blueoaknj.com, BLUEOAKNJ.com, and open 7 days. Honestly, a really great story, and I love that you have your background here, and I think you're really doing a great service for those there in New Jersey. Again, Daniel Wildstein, owner of Blue Oak Dispensary, Bloomfield, New Jersey. Thank you for being with us so much. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Bresco, I can't thank you enough. This is great. I never pass up an opportunity to talk about cannabis. So I really appreciate having me on and what you do. So thanks again.